So maybe continue on with questions about upatthakin. Like yesterday, you mentioned like being self-conscious about upatthakin, and I've definitely found that to be the case, especially in Thailand, where like a sense of personal space and things like that were different culturally. And also too, like sometimes being upatthakin, we're asked to do things, or it's like part of the upatthakin culture to do things for the senior monk that like he could do for himself. In fact, sometimes he could do better for himself.
Oh yeah.
So
absolutely,
it's part of.
I know it very well. But yeah, I mean, a lot of it is really around that sense of self. So much of the practice, in terms of understanding dukkha, it's all around me. So you know, and it is a yeah, I mean, even if the Ajahn can do it better, it's still a beautiful gesture to help and to assist, and to, you know, so much of it is around giving, you know, in terms of, and there's a giving in so many different ways, you know, like it's not, giving is not just a material thing, but a giving of attention. A giving of care, a giving of service, a giving of, so that you know, so much of the practice, you know, even though we talk about relinquishment a lot, and quite rightly, but part of one of the things that allows us to relinquish is the way that we've been willing to give, and it's because they're very kind of wedded. In they might appear to be opposite sides of the coin, but they're very wedded together in the sense of being able to, that sense, that gesture of being able to give of oneself, to give of attention, to give one has to overcome a sense of self, self-concern or self-cherishing, and in both senses, both in terms of relinquishment as well as giving. So those are very important complements to each other, and tap into the same kind of source of being able to step beyond that sense of me, and that sense of me always sets up boundaries and usually protective boundaries, and. And when we give, I mean, there is a real sense of satisfaction and joy when we're able to give in various ways, and to be to help another human being. So it brightens the mind. So it's very, very, very helpful in that way. And you know, I think for within Thai culture, then a giving is something that is that you learn from the time you're very little. And you see it all around you all the time, and so it's a so it's whereas for us it tends to be a bit more somehow structured and it's like America is one of the most, in terms of generous, in terms of donating to, say, like to nonprofits, to things that are when there's need, when there are to hospitals, to schools. There is a strong sense of the benefit and on a certain level duty of giving, but it tends to be structured more, and so so being able to learn how to have a spontaneity in giving and not necessarily having it all rationally laid out for one is really, really important.